10 million jobs in creative industries worldwide were lost in 2020 as a result of the COVID pandemic, and the increasing digitization of cultural output means it is harder than ever for artists to make a living, a UNESCO report has said. COVID has led to an unprecedented crisis in the cultural sector, said Audrey Azoulay, the Director General of UNESCO, the U.S. cultural body, in a foreword to the report. All over the world, museums, cinemas, theaters, and concert halls, places of creation and sharing, have closed their doors. What was already a precarious situation for many artists has become unsustainable, threatening creative diversity. The report called on governments to bring labor protection of artists and cultural professionals into line with the general workforce and suggested a minimum wage for cultural workers and better pension and sick pay for freelancers. Even in countries with social security schemes designed for freelancers or self-employed people, a significant proportion of such workers were often ineligible, it said. Since the pandemic began, digitization took a front seat as it became more central to creation, production, distribution, and access to cultural expressions. As a result, online multinationals consolidated their position and inequalities in internet access became more significant. For most artists, the digital environment did not provide enough income to support a professional career. Action was needed to address the streaming value gap, the disparity between the value that streaming platforms extract from content and the revenue generated by those who create and invest in creation. Ernesto Otone, UNESCO's Assistant Director General for Culture, said, "A basic paradox has emerged whereby people's global consumption of and reliance on cultural content has increased. However, at the same time, those who produce arts and culture find it increasingly difficult to work. We need to rethink how we build a sustainable and inclusive working environment for cultural and artistic professionals who play a vital role for society the world over." On the upside, many artists and cultural professionals have seized the opportunity of the rise of niche streaming services to develop innovative projects in the digital sphere. The report cited Dido, a Pan-African music streaming platform created in 2017 by Senegalese entrepreneur Awa Girard, which features more than 12-minute tracks and is accessible in 6 African countries as well as France and the UK. Within 4 years, Dido has not only become a key player in the African music industry, but has also increased the visibility of African artists while offering social engagement through its initiative, One Song, One Soul. The report also said gender inequality was a distant prospect, even though female workers made up 48.1% of the culture and entertainment sectors. Evidence suggests that women remain underrepresented in positions of leadership, have less access to public funding, and their work is far less visible and acknowledged than their male counterparts, it said.